Hello?
Oh, it's you. I'm so happy you called. It's time for Chelsea's Joint. Welcome or welcome back to the Chelsea's Joint podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea.
What up? Episode 25. Oh yeah.
We're cranking out the episodes. Oh yeah. Not sure what that was. Hey, that was weird. I'm realizing the more episodes I put out, the more myself I'm becoming, and who knows if that's good or bad. Do you guys remember when I cried in episode 24? If you missed that, go check it out. I cry on camera. It's a lot. Everything's just a lot. We're gonna get into it. Chelsea's Jointer of the Week. I'm committing to Chelsea's Jointer. If you have any other suggestions, throw them at me. Sound off in the comments, blah, blah, blah. Like, subscribe, click the things. Just keep clicking. When you see that I'm around and you see that I post, that I'm on the feed and blah, 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 just click. That's what Chelsea Lynn and Paige Jin say in the viral podcast. Just keep clicking, baby. Double tap, click, comment. Double tap, click, comment. Okay, so Chelsea's Jointer of the Week is Alicia. Yay! Alicia is single-handedly keeping my YouTube account alive. She comments on every single YouTube video that I post, and she comments on the Instagram. She has shared the podcast on her stories. She is that girl. So thank you, Alicia, so much, at Alicia Vibes, I believe. And she is just amazing. As I said last episode, whenever I get merch one day, you know, if I make it there, Alicia, you'll get a hat, you'll get a shirt, you'll get something. All right, so keep clicking, keep engaging, keep sharing the podcast with your friends, your family, on your stories, just like on your social media. Tell your coworkers, keep spreading the Chelsea's Joint word, because like I've said in last week's episode or episodes before, you are doing the world a disservice by not telling people about the number one podcast in the world, Chelsea's Joint. That's right. We beat Joe Rogan. That's right. We beat Call Her Daddy. JK. Maybe one day. That's why you gotta keep clicking, you gotta keep sharing, you gotta tell people, all that stuff. Now let's go into strain of the day. Strain of the day. Will I get a song one day? Maybe. Should I do a song one day? Maybe. This one's a special one because I don't really know what the strain is. Because I got gifted some good greens from a friend, and it was grown in their home. Hey, that's pretty cool. And guess what, you guys? It is so much better than dispensary stuff. Because here's the thing about dispensary leaves, dispensary herbal refreshments. You don't know how long that's been in the dispensary. You don't know how long that's been on the shelves. And I think a lot of the time when I buy from dispos, the product is like old or it's stale. And I'm like, This person who gifted it to me, you know who you are because you watch the podcast, you engage with the podcast. I know you'll watch this. Thank you so much. And it really inspired me to kind of figure out, should I one day grow my own? I mean, I have a lot of indoor plants. I do have a green thumb. So we'll figure that out hopefully one day. We'll see. I don't know if there's like legalities. I don't know if I have to get paperwork, etc. But stay tuned, because I feel like home growing is going to be the way of the future. As much as I love dispos and everything, it would be a money saver for one. And for two, like growing my own stuff and then using that product, how rewarding will that be? So stay tuned. I think I got to figure some stuff out. Knowing this world, I probably need documents and a license. I don't know. As I say all the time, I'll Google it, I'll figure it out, and I'll keep y'all posted, okay? So that was strain of the day. I can't really tell you the strain. I'm sure there's a name, but we'll just call it homegrown goodness, all right? What I love and what I hate, What I love this week is meeting my Chelsea's Joint community IRL in real life. I met one of you girls because, well, one, she did my nails. But two, this person, her name's Candace. She's a nail tech, so she did my nails. She lives in Washington, and she's been following me since last summer, and I didn't know that. I got my nails done by her, and she was like, I started following you last summer. I love you so much. And I was just shocked. I just was telling her, I was like, the internet is so crazy. I never thought a year ago me putting videos out would start anything. I mean, you go back to episode one of Chelsea's Joint. I was unemployed. I was hating my life. And now a whole year later, I'm meeting you guys in real life, and you're amazing, and you're sweet, and you're cool. And did I expect anything less? Of course not, because you're a part of Chelsea's Joint, so you get it. You just get it. And when you get it, you get it. I can't wait to meet more of you IRL. I actually met another one of you because you're a photographer. I don't know if she'll watch this or see this, but she's a photographer, and she was like, I would love to do pictures of you this spring for free. And I was just like, wow. So you girls in Chelsea's Joint, you're doing nails, you're photographers, you got businesses, you're doing the damn thing. And I love meeting you girls in real life, and I support your businesses, and you're supporting mine. It's just, we're just doing a thing here. When I first started Chelsea's Joint, I didn't know what my thing was going to be, but the more that I'm posting videos and the more that I'm connecting with you guys, it's obvious, like, this is just like a safe place to hang out, a safe space to hang out, a safe place for you just to talk shit, hang out, smoke a doobie, relax, you know, laugh, be yourself, share stories. And that's what it's all about here in Chelsea's Joint. So I love meeting you guys. I can't wait to meet more of you. And let's keep on keeping on, baby. What I hate this week. I hate that last month of winter, because when winter first begins, I'm like, okay, let's hermit it up. Let's just hibernate. Let's shut it down. I get really antsy, like all of March. I'm so freaking antsy. I just want it to be spring and summer. And I just want to be outdoors more because I've been inside a lot. I'm hoping in the spring and the summer, if I find shady places outdoors, I can bring the podcast outdoors, but we'll figure that out. That's a me problem to figure out, and I will hopefully figure that out. Because the thing about doing it in a park is it can get really distracting. The reason why I like doing it in my car is because no one can hear me. But if I'm in a park, then like people can walk by and be like, the hell, this girl's a psychopath. I'm just antsy. I'm just ready for spring and summer because those are the seasons when I thrive. I know I sing so much, and like, I don't know why. It's something up here, something wrong. I don't know. I just sing all the time, and I don't know what it is. Help. Let me know what you love and what you hate. Comment on the YouTubes. Put it in a little comment on the Spotify. And oh, by the way, you guys, if you guys are listening to this, you might want to watch this episode on Spotify or YouTube, because I'm going to be sharing a handful of pictures from my old Instagram from when I did traveling in Australia. So there's going to be quite a bit of visuals in this podcast. All right. Just letting you know, if you are just like a audio listener and you're just like, Chelsea, whatever, I'm just in my car, I'm driving to work, like, shut up, don't tell me what to do, then just listen. All good, my loves. But like I said, I'll be sharing lots of pickies. And that's what I'm going to do in a lot of the videos now, is like show visuals. I'm a visual person. I'm sure some of you guys are too. This podcast is just going to be a few stories from down under. Last episode, I kind of explained how Tom and I met in Australia. And a lot of you guys might be like, Chelsea, what the heck? Why did you go to Australia? I think in a previous podcast, I said I'd never been out of the country and I just wanted to freaking go. I had only been in Washington State my whole life and I was ready to travel and meet new people. Being in the same state and being in the same area for like 23 years of my life, I got itchy feet. I was like, I need to get out. I need to meet new people. I need to just like do something for myself and do something alone. And I'm so happy I did. And it was so scary, of course, but it just worked out in the end for the best. So why I went to Australia, because I'm sure you guys are like, why did you do that? One, English speaking, I don't speak another language. Two, I could get a working holiday visa. Have you Googled it yet? Give it a Google. Like I've said before, there's age restrictions, but if you're between like 18 and 30 or 18 and 35, you probably qualify, is all I'm going to say. Two, I could get the visa there. And three, I always wanted to go to Australia and I'm so happy I did. And I just want to tell some stories, some horror stories, some fun stories, just some honest, real, raw stories of me traveling in Australia. I'm going to take you to like the first 6 months. This was me solo dolo. I was not with Tom, didn't know Tom yet. I said in the last podcast, I flew into Brisbane. I'm going to walk you through my first night landed in Australia because it was the longest day and longest night ever. So I flew from Maui to Brisbane. When people say they go to Australia, they're like, it's so far. It's super far. For Tom to get to Australia, for people from England to get to Australia, it's like 20 something hours. And I'm pretty sure they have to do a layover. From Washington to Australia, I'm sure that it's 20 hours. I don't know. Google it. From Maui to Brisbane, that was, I think, between 10 to 15 hours. Don't quote me on this. It was in that ballpark. So it could have been worse, is all I'm saying. The reason why I was in Maui is I was saying bye to my mom because I was like, I don't know when I'm gonna see my mom next. Yes, my mom lives in Maui. And yes, I have lived with my mom and my stepdad in Maui. Do you want me to make that a podcast episode? I lived in Maui for like 6 or 7 months. Pretty cool. So I went to Maui to say bye to my parents, flew to Brisbane. The whole flight to Brisbane, I was so sick to my stomach, you guys. I was like, what am I doing? The only things I was thinking is I don't know anyone. I kind of knew one girl and she was the homie because she let me sleep on her couch when I was getting on my feet. So shout out to you. But anyway, I didn't know anyone, no job, no plan. No, nothing really. The like 12 or 13 hour flight there, I was just shitting myself. I was scared and I was lonely. And I just was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I'm moving out of the country, and two, going somewhere where I don't know anyone and I don't know if I'll get a job. I don't know when I'll run out of money, all this stuff. I don't sleep on the 13 hour flight. I land in Brisbane. The first thing I have to do is buy a phone because I had to like give back my iPhone to Sprint because I was like on my parents' plan. I didn't want to buy the iPhone outright, which I should have done. So I had to like give it back to Sprint. So when I landed in Brisbane, I had to buy a phone at the airport. Before I landed in Brisbane, I had my first 2 nights of accommodation booked at this hostel. Because I didn't have a phone when I landed, I had to buy the phone at the airport, and then I had to figure out where my hostel was from the airport. Thank God for the internet. I mean, this was 2015. So I got the phone. I obviously was like charging it, and I was like Googling like trains. So there was like trains from the airport to the Brisbane Central Business District. I figured out which train to get. Like when you solo travel, you guys, you have to be on it. You have to have your wits about you. I mean, I don't know how people did it without the internet because I was constantly just like on my phone, just Googling and Google Mapsing everything. Man. So I figured it out, bought my train ticket to the area where my hostel was. It didn't take me directly to my hostel, but it took me close to it. So I'm like on my new phone. I like messaged my mom on like Facebook Messenger being like, I am here. I'm alive. It takes me, I think, like 30 or 45 minutes to get to the area of my hostel. By the way, you guys, I have like a 45 liter backpack from the back of my head to my butt. Like it's basically the size of me. And so I'm dragging that around. I got off in the Brisbane city and then I had to walk to my hostel, which was like another 20 minutes with this 45 liter backpack on my back. It's hot. I'm so overwhelmed because I'm so tired because I haven't slept. I'm overwhelmed because I'm like, I'm very much in Australia. The only thing I wanted to do was check into my room and just go to sleep. I check into the hostel. It's all super blurry because, again, like, I'm so sleep deprived that I feel like my memory of this night is so, like, crazy. It's so just like in and out, you know. I stumble into my room and there's a girl in there, immediately super friendly, and she was getting ready. And she was like, hi, we'll call her Tracy, because I don't know any Tracys. That's not actually her name, but we'll call this girl Tracy. She was like, I'm Tracy. And I was like, cool. Hey, like, I'm just getting in. I made it very clear pretty quickly. I was like, I need space and I need time because I smell like shit. I feel like shit, all this stuff. She's like amped. I think she had already had a couple drinks because also, I said this in the last episode, Australia is a huge drinking place. And they love drinking. And especially in Australian hostels, that's all you're doing, bro, is hitting the bag. The drink of choice for backpackers in Australia, at least when I went, was called Goon, which is just like a bagged wine. And it's like the worst hangover, but it's so cheap. And that's basically what I drank for like a full 6 months because I was so fucking broke. So I'm like getting my backpack off. I'm trying to unpack. And this girl was in the bunk under me. So we're like chatting. And she seems so nice. She's from England. If you ever go to Australia, you'll probably meet a lot of British people because they love Australia. Because it's like sunny and the beaches, and that's kind of where they escape to. A lot of them do a working holiday visa there, like what I was doing. So she was doing the same thing as me. We're like chatting, we're like getting along. I was like, wow, like I made a friend so quickly. And she was like, please come out with me tonight. I signed up for this bar crawl with the hostel. A lot of the hostels will do like bar crawls, okay? Backpackers will sign up. It's a good way to meet people. It's just fun. Okay. And I was like, I really need to get sleep. I was like, I haven't slept. And I feel like if I stay out drinking, like, I don't know. I might like pass out when I'm out. She was like, oh no, please, please, please. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm in Australia. I can do whatever I want. And I was like, you know what? Let's fucking go, baby. So I literally quickly get ready. I don't even think I shower, which is so freaking disgusting. I throw on like some mascara and I'm like, okay, like let's go down. She had already been staying there for a couple days. So when we went down to the lobby, she already like knew people. And when you are a backpacker and you're like going from hostel to hostel, it's so easy to just meet people. You just go out to the lobby. There's a lot of like hangout places at these hostels in Australia, and you'll just sit down, you'll just start talking to whoever's next to you, and then bada bing bada boom, like your friends or your party friends now. And it's just really easy to meet people. The people who sign up for the bar crawl, like everyone's starting to like gather, and the guy in charge of it is like taking roll and stuff, and he's like, okay, like let's go. I have no clue what we're doing. I just think we're going to go to bar, have a drink, go to a bar, and like I'll be home. Because by the time we went out, it was like 10:30 at night. I was like, I'll hopefully be back here at like 1. That wasn't the case. So we go out, we go to this first bar, and it's fine. It's just like a bar. And I'm like, cool. I slam a couple drinks because I'm like dependent on alcohol so much for social reasons. I mean, up until like last year, up until I stopped drinking, I relied on alcohol to like make friends and to like build relationships, which I think is like pretty relatable. I think a lot of people do that even without knowing. I was like, let me get drunk really fast so I can be fun. So I was like slamming drinks. By the way, I probably hadn't eaten at all. That's another thing about backpacking. There's a communal hostel kitchen, but like you never really want to use it because it's just dirty. And eating with like communal plates and bowls, I'm like, I don't know who's eating out of this or who's cleaning. It's just gross, you guys. Hostel living is not for the faint of heart. It's not for the faint of heart, but it is for broke travelers like me during this time. So I got drunk really fast. I had like 4 drinks on an empty stomach at this first bar, and they're like, cool, let's go to a strip club. I'll be the first to admit, like, I'm kind of like a prude. Before that, I don't think I'd ever been to a strip club, but I was like, okay, like I'm down. I don't know. This is an experience. Like we're in Australia, whatever. I didn't know like Australian strip clubs, maybe it's just Brisbane, it's full nude and people can grab the strippers. And dude, it was, I don't want to go too much into it, but I was just, I was really uncomfortable to the point where I was like, let me get even more drunk. I was just like, wow, I was so overstimulated. And it being my first time at a strip club, and then it's fully nude. I mean, fully. I don't like how much of a prude I am. I want to work on that. But it's not about the women being naked. It was about the people touching them. And I don't know if that's still a thing in Brisbane or if that's a thing in Australia. I was just like, what the heck? I didn't like it. So I drank 4 more drinks. So I'm just like pounding drinks. I'm just like, what is this life? In my head, I was like, is this what Australia is? Just like getting drunk and going to strip clubs. And at that time, I was like kind of down. I was like, okay, I guess this is my life now. There was these guys sitting next to me and my new friend, Tracy. Tracy was a hoot and a half. Her and I just got on super quickly. Was it because of the boozing? Probably. She was sitting next to just like a guy. They started talking. He was out with his friends, and then one of them came over to me and he started talking, and he was Australian. And I was like, oh my gosh, Aussie boys. So we're talking to these Aussie guys in a strip club. And again, I'm so hammered at this point that I'm just like, I'm basically just like letting the night take me wherever it takes me. Cause at this point I was just like, whatever. I can't control the night. The night is controlling me. And that's how some nights out go. And then Tracy turns around and she's like, these guys have like a really nice apartment here in the city. Do you want to go? And I know this is really dangerous, girls, like stranger danger. I shouldn't have went. Should have just went back to the hostel and slept. But I was like, okay. So we go to these like Australian guys' apartment, and it's like super nice. Like it's super high up, like amazing view of Brisbane. And I kept saying to these guys, I was like, I just landed like 4 hours ago. They were like, really? I was like, yeah, this is like pretty wild that this is happening right now. And no, I didn't hook up with any of them. It was all just nice times. We were just drinking. I was drinking on the balcony and just like overlooking Brisbane with like one of the guys. Again, nothing happened, and then I started to hear Tracy screaming inside of the apartment, and I was like, what the fuck? I go in and she's like fighting with one of the guys, verbally fighting. I think he called her like ugly or something rude, and she obviously went off because it's like, what the heck? Like, you invited us here, what the heck? At this point it was like 3 a.m so she was like, we're leaving. And I was like, cool, let's go out of the apartment. And then we realized, I don't really know how my phone worked then, but like you had to, it wasn't like a minutes thing. I'm like aging myself. It's not like I had to put minutes on my phone, but like the plan that I got with the SIM card, because remember I like just bought that phone, like my internet wasn't working and hers wasn't either. So we had to walk all the way back to the hostel. I don't know how we did it because we were both hammered. We both weren't from there. But we made it. But it did take us like an hour to get back to the hostel. We get back to the hostel. We pass out at like 4 a.m. and we don't get up till like 9. We wake up and I'm like, I have to freaking set up my bank account. I have to do all this shit today. I had to like do things. When you go to a new country, you have to like set up a bank account. I think that's all I had to do. But also I was like, I'm fucking starving. I haven't eaten in like 20 hours. So I was like, I'm just going to do my own thing. Like, let's reconnect this afternoon. We reconnected that afternoon and we went into the hostel lobby and I was like, oh, I really don't want to drink. And she was like, come on. Then we ordered like 2 jugs. Like in Australia, instead of just like a pint of beer, they're giving you jugs. They're giving you jugs of beer. Her and I each got a jug of beer. And I was like, okay, I'm in Australia. Like, again, you guys, I'm young. I'm 23. It is what it is. While we downed that jug of beer, we booked a koala and wallaby sanctuary tour for that next day. And I'll post pictures, you guys. It was so fun. And that was like one of the highlights of Australia because I was like, I wonder if I'll ever see a koala. I wonder if I'll ever see like a I thought they were kangaroos. They were really wallabies. There's a difference. But still, regardless, it was freaking cool. We booked that while drunk and like that was cute and fun. But since we're drinking, because we're drinking at like 5, she tells me while I've been out, like setting up my bank account and like getting food and stuff. She's like, I met these British guys and they want to go out tonight. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, God damn it. I'm like, going out again. And I said, sure. And it was kind of the same. We didn't like go to the strip club, but we just went out. We're drinking. I'm over it by like 11 p.m. So I'm like, I'm topping out. I'm going back to the hostel. And her and like this British guy she met are like, okay, we're going to stay out. I'm like, see ya later. I crawl back into my bunk. And like I said, I'm the bunk above her. Totally fine. I like pass out. I get woken up, you guys, at like 1 a.m. She's the bottom bunk. The bunks are moving. They're moving. And I can hear a boy. I think you guys can assume what's going on. She took that boy to her bottom bunk. I'm on the top bunk. And the bunks are moving. And I can hear him. And I can hear her. And all I think is, for fuck's sake. All I can think is, this is my life now. Living out of hostels, sleeping above backpackers who are just like boning and drunk. And I'm just like, this is just my life now. We wake up the next morning. I don't bring it up because I know she knows what she did. And we went to breakfast and she kind of like giggled. I mean, I really went to breakfast with her because we had the sanctuary thing scheduled. So we went to that we took the bus to the sanctuary thing and actually had like a really good time. But I knew, I was like, I don't want to hang out. That was like not cool. Hey, that wasn't cool. And I didn't like that. Unfortunately, I did still, because what happens, you guys, when you meet people traveling and you kind of hit it off, there's no real plan. And it's so hard to explain if you've never backpacked before or if you've never like lived this lifestyle before. But when you meet people sometimes in hostels or when you meet them traveling or whatever, sometimes you go and travel with them. So the next step for me was I was going to go crash. Remember I said I knew a girl from my hometown who was just in Australia. She let me know that I could go to her place in Surfers Paradise, which I think is like an hour from Brisbane. Don't quote me, Google it. But I was going to take a bus from Brisbane to Surfers Paradise to crash on her couch until I kind of figured out what I was going to do next. And Tracy was like, can I go? And I asked like this kind of friend, I was like, I have like someone with me, can they crash too? And she was like, such a homie. And she was like, yes, for sure. Because she knew the deal. Like she had already been in Australia for 6 months, also on a working holiday visa. She was like, yes, like people have done this for me. I'm going to do it for you. It's just like when you're traveling, it sounds weird sleeping on like people's couches and stuff. It's very normal. And I know that's weird. It is not the lifestyle of the faint of heart is all I'm saying. So me and this girl, Tracy, are traveling together. And the whole time in my head, I'm like, how do I stop hanging out with this girl? And I know that's so mean, but I was just like, the more I hung out with her, I was like, we probably would never be friends in real life. We just were bunkmates and we're both traveling and she's alone and I'm alone. So it just kind of worked. We got to Surfers Paradise and eventually, yeah, I told this Tracy girl, I was like, hey, I'm staying here for a while. You should see more of Australia because she had a timeline. She was only there for like 3 months. So I was like, you should like move on. Like, don't wait for me. And she was like, okay. And then she continued on north and I never saw her again. I'll never probably see her again. And that was that. And there's a lot of that where you might be traveling with some people for like weeks at a time, and then you'll never talk to them again. 99% of the people I met traveling in Australia, I don't talk to now, which is like kind of a shame, but it's like the people you meet are also traveling and are also probably young and also in that stage of life where you're just kind of partying and figuring it out. I guess like you become friends with people like in that moment, not like friends enough to like sustain the friendship, except one girl that I met. That was my crazy like first night in Australia. I feel like I want to cut the episode there because that was just like a lot to process. That was like my first week in Australia. All right. It's a lot. Hey, it's a lot. And There's so much more to get into. I don't want these episodes to get boring for you guys. So I think I'll put a poll up on my Instagram for episode 26 of like questions you guys have for me for solo traveling. I would love to know. Please comment on the YouTube with questions you have for solo traveling. I'm thinking maybe my next episode might be like pros and cons of solo traveling. I think that'll be really good for you girls to see if it's something that you would want to do in your lifetime. And you can solo travel when you're in your early 20s. You can solo travel when you're in your 60s, 70s. I think it's for anyone. So I think that's a good way to end the episode. Comment on the YouTube, comment on the clips. Follow me at Chelsea's Joint on TikTok, on Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube. Hit the notification button so you know when the videos come out. Rate the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, please. 5 stars. It would mean the world to me. Interact on Spotify. Vote on the polls. You know, answer the question on the Spotify. I love you. I mean it. I'll see you next week. Bye.